Is this too loud?
I forgot my headphones. Ugh. And I put them upstairs.
Yeah, we're putting the Microsoft earbuds.
What? No, those don't work.
Yeah. You can plug it in the bottom there. Hot down here. That's why she's panting.
That's not why dogs pant. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes it is. She's not too hot.
Or is she sweating?
She went on a walk.
Yeah.
I took her on a walk, so hopefully she'd be more tired for this. But I don't know if it worked.
She's not totally. She's gotta put a blindfold on her.
She's not a parrot, though.
Is this too loud?
That's perfect.
There we go. Chapter 3, Body Double. After Archie and Cheryl open up to the sheriff, Betty asks Jughead to cover the case for the school paper. Veronica tangles with Jock Chuck. This is Jughead's.
Everything's Archie. Archie's here. Betty's here. Veronica too. Reggie's here. Hey Jughead, where are you?
The ominous music fades away, and the Archie television show theme song fades back up. It's Jugheads again. And I'm Tom.
Jordan.
And Jordan's here to scream his name.
Months later.
Jordan?
Yeah.
I did a mistake.
Yeah.
I did an almost what seemed like irreparable mistake.
Catastrophic. Well, it was. The podcast was canceled at that point.
It would have been canceled.
Yeah, I'm not redoing 10 episodes.
It was 12.
12 episodes.
It was 12 episodes. Now I have to put a question to you and the audience that we have. Three. Tell me this.
What?
If you go to save something on your desktop.
I have Windows.
Okay, but just imagine you have Apple.
I can't.
So if you go to let's say on your Windows then, because I'm saying that Apple is bad right now.
Yeah.
If you went on your Windows to save something in your documents or desktop. And it was also saved to the cloud. Would you assume that it's only saved to the cloud, or would you think, oh, it's stored natively and there's a backup on the cloud?
I don't even think I have an option of a cloud.
Well, OneDrive.
Like, I can put it, yeah, or like a Dropbox or something.
Jordan, let's not be difficult.
Yeah.
If you were to subscribe to that service.
No, I would go to my computer and be like, hey, you also want to store it on here?
And you would say.
Probably not.
Exactly, and that's what I thought I did.
I put
Jugheads, all of Jugheads, on my nearly 6 months of Jugheads.
6 months.
Well, we started doing it in January.
No, I don't think it was.
Yes, we did.
How are we doing this so slow then? We're doing 12 episodes in over 20 weeks.
And we're in the future now.
Yeah.
It is the future.
That does make sense. Yeah, 12 episodes over 20 weeks.
But anyway, I put it on the desktop, and then I was like, oh, it keeps giving me notifications that my cloud storage is all jammed up. I should probably clean this up. And I go in there, and I'm like, well, I would never want Jughead saved to the cloud. I just want that saved on my computer so I can access it. Take that right off the cloud. That's not the way it works, apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently, the desktop on an Apple computer at this point, because they've made strides in making these products and services worse,
yeah,
is that the desktop is merely a visualization of what you have in the cloud. So when I erased that, and it's right after we just started putting it live on the internet, on podcast.
It's everywhere, out there now.
Everywhere podcasts can be found, which is why we had to keep going, because otherwise I would have been like, well, that's gone.
Here's one episode.
Because we put one episode in.
Yeah.
So I was like, if it never came out, I would have been like, well, it's 6 months of my life that I wasted, but it never went out, so we should just stop.
Yeah.
But because we already had two out there, I was like, well, we have to keep going now.
Yeah.
But I went to edit episode 2, and while I was editing it, and this is how you know that it's this time of year now, the Avengers Infinity War happened,
yeah,
and the audio just went away. It just started going away into dust. And then I was like, no, what's happening? And I was in the window trying to access other files.
Yeah.
And they, one by one, just kept popping away. And I was watching them.
Like War Games.
Like, It was exactly... Yeah, there was a little skull and crossbones on my computer. It came up, and it was like, I didn't want to play a game.
Yeah.
And it kept popping away, and I've never so frantically tried to... I was trying to, like, catch the files before they would go into the away place. And they just kept going away, and I was getting madder and madder, because I didn't... I truly was confused. I didn't understand what was happening.
Turned into a monkey, started punching your
computer. I had a bone, and I was hitting my computer with the bone. And it was terrifying. Yeah. I was scared to tell you. And then I found out, days later, that, oh, I can just go into the iCloud, and I can do hacks on there, where I can get the files.
And just take them out.
And I can re-download them to the computer. Like, that'll be easy, that's fine. So I go on there, and it deleted not only the original file, but also all of the audio data for each episode, which I don't know if you know anything about this, but that is, like...
The quality is...
It's truly hundreds of audio files for each thing. Yeah. Now, I tried to download them all in one shot, and the computer said, no, you can't. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, how many can I do at a time? Turns out it was about 320, something around there. But... Unless they were all going to the same file director, this is like incredibly interesting for people who care about Riverdale or how podcasting
work.
It's not how podcasts are supposed to work, but it went away and I had to fix it. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to download 50, 60, somewhere between there and 300 at a time, and get them back in here, and then I'll be able to reassemble them and do them. However, the thing would only load 5,000 at a time. It was incredibly long, and I was just ready to give up. Plus, once I had downloaded the entirety of one, it was so jumbled that when I tried to listen to the actual audio file, it sounded like Led Zeppelin backwards. It was, we were doing like it just sounded like My Sweet Satan over and over again. And I was like, "That's it. It's crap. Yeah. It's crapped up, and it's done." And this is the point where I texted you and I was apologizing. I was vehemently apologizing.
I said, I don't care.
You did say, I don't care. Your actual response is, I don't care that much. It's not good. And I was like, I'm mad because I'm mad at Apple. I'm mad at myself. I let everyone down again.
I'd still come here and watch the show.
Yeah, and I was like, I can't believe that Apple... I pay for the service. I can't just get them to reverse what I did and have all the files come back to me.
Yeah.
Then, at a last-ditch effort, and you know this about me, I tend to make everything about my life far more complicated than it needs to be. Mm. I opened another Finder window and just typed in Jugheads, and of course when I did this, did all the episodes but 3 and 4 pop right back that I could just drag and drop from the cloud, because I'd saved those as actual WAV files or MP3 or whatever, but the way that the program that we're using to record the audio files works is I was originally saving them as like episode 1.3, season 1, episode 3. Well, when I put a period in there, it was now thinking that the file extension was not...
Three?
It was .3.wav, which is not a real file.
No.
But apparently, the computer or the program could not figure that out. Anyway, we're back. It's Jugheads. It's episode chapter 3, Body Double.
Who remembers what happens?
Not me. I don't...
I know there's maple syrup.
Sticky maple is in this episode, which is gross.
The first time we saw Chuck, and then we don't see him again for, in my memory, months.
Yeah. Well, for us...
Yeah.
It was months.
Or if you're watching the show live, it was months, too.
Week to week.
Yeah.
I'd imagine that's months.
About 2 months?
About 2 months.
Yeah.
Everyone out there, anyone who's listening to this, I know there's two of you. At least two. There's at least two of you.
What are you doing?
First of all, thank you.
Go away.
Second of all, what are you doing? Third of all...
Stop it.
It's going to be a little different. I'm going to break the episodes up still, but Jordan and I are just barreling through this in one shot. A.
Go to five. If you want to
listen to us chronologically, it makes most sense to go to five. Because do you remember we did a segment called Hot or Not?
Who? What?
Because we did in the second episode. I don't think we did that.
Well, what?
Who we thought was hot or not? And thinking about that now,
Or is just everyone's hot.
So here, that's a hint into the future. We don't do that again.
No.
And I listened to it, I'm like, this is bad. Why are we doing that? It's fine. We don't do that anymore. Fan favorite segments.
Who's not hot?
I don't think we came up with one. I think instead it was just like who's nice and who's mean is what we ended up doing. So
that's a nice segment.
I guess we'll try and do a fart at the end of this, but we know what happens.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll do something else. I don't know.
I think these episodes had your wildest predictions, too.
Oh, they better not have.
I think they did.
No, I have some pretty wild predictions later on.
I'm pretty sure, maybe 5 or 6 was Polly.
Do you think this is the episode where the inception of my craziest prediction?
Polly and Betty?
Well, that's true, though.
That's not true.
It makes sense.
It's never been true.
Well, it doesn't matter anyway. So, you might also hear some running gags in this episode that don't make sense anymore. It's fine. Listen to this, watch the show. If this is your first time watching Riverdale with us talking, we're sorry that this has happened and that now we know we're
maybe
in the future.
It's better now.
We're in the future. Do you think it's better?
I don't know.
I
feel like episode 4 was when we were getting our groove on.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Well, I think somewhere along the way we definitely lost that groove.
Yeah, we lost it around episode 9, so.
And then episodes 10 and 11 are trash.
Yeah, and 12, it's all bad.
It's all bad. Actually, 12 might be the worst, but hang on, keep listening. It's good, I promise. So, let's get started. We're hovering over the thumbnail image for Chapter 3, Body Double. So, however you're watching this, pick up your controller, remote, whatever you have, and we're going to hit I'm on PlayStation, so I'm going to hit the X button to go.
It's
in 3, 2, 1, and it's loaded.
What is it on Xbox? A circle or a square?
It's an A. And do we skip the recap?
No, we do not. We never do.
Well, we might.
And it's moving.
And we also, I think episode 12 is the worst just because the sync issues are going to be so bad. Because isn't that the one where it finally didn't load good?
Which didn't load? Oh, the episode?
Yeah. And it was like, we're on internet, so we're at the mercy.
It didn't load well, and Ellen was drinking away.
She was eating food.
Yeah.
So look forward to this. Okay, now the other problem with this is going to have to bounce back to my memory of the episodes before 3.
Well, it's just 2 episodes.
Mm-hmm. And I don't remember. And did you watch? Oh, that's right. This happened at the end of the second episode. Well, it's a good thing we're watching the recap then, because
she's not guilty.
Well,
what is she?
Is it fun to do this episode, though we have not seen episode 3 yet?
No.
I'll do it like I haven't seen episode 3.
I'm going to do it like I've seen everything.
Okay. Well, I guess we will have seen episode 3. No, but we wouldn't have seen farther.
We would have seen it. Yeah, but we would have seen 4 or 5 or anything.
Do you remember my thoughts about the episode?
I just remember Maple. It's all Maple.
Mm-hmm. All Maple. All
why?
The time. It's...
Which it does play into the storyline down the line.
Well, don't spoil it. Because someone might
be watching. No one is watching this at one at a time, and if you are, you're dumb shit. I don't think I've introduced that at this point.
Your catchphrase.
But you're a dumb shit. We find out he's a bad cop.
Well, he's not like a dirty cop.
He's just bad at his job.
He's bad at investigating. Do you think there's anything here with these twins where they might be like, where they're interested in each other in a way that's not like brother and sister?
What are you bringing that up now for? You know what happens.
Do you think that is a thing?
That could be a thing.
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen anything past episode 3, so I don't know.
I don't know what's going on there, though. I still think it's weird that they're wearing all white.
It's because it's after Labor Day.
No, this is in July. This is Independence Day.
Can you wear white after Independence Day?
You can wear white up until Labor Day.
Okay. I'm afraid that the answer is going to be bad, but is there a reason that you can't wear white after Labor Day?
It's just that it doesn't work in the fall. Like, you look like...
That's it? That's it?
Yeah.
I'll wear white in the fall. Who cares? Then when it snows...
It's a summer thing.
When it snows, then I blend in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What are you, some Finnish sniper fighting off the Ruskies?
You can't say that because I'm not going to be able to go on my work trip.
Yeah.
They're going to be spying.
They're going to
be spying on me when I'm there.
Yeah. Fight out the Ruskies.
Is that offensive to say?
Ruskies?
Yeah.
Might be.
I guess if you're Russian, it probably would be, but they're not listening to this. Or maybe they are.
They are.
Maybe that's like a thing where it's like...
This is their plant.
What?
This is the plant, the seed. That grows.
I thought you said this is the plan.
Oh, no,
this
no
is
plan.
The Russians' plan, is to listen to Jugheads.
So, Grundy's still in these episodes.
She is.
God damn.
You're spoiling it for when she goes.
Ah.
I think next episode might be the last
episode
one
that she goes,
she's in,
yeah.
So it's fine.
I want to see Grundy again.
Since, okay, and I'll plug this here. I'll plug it throughout the episode. But if you have comments or questions, or you just want to say how we're doing, you can tweet us at
Jugheads.
You can tweet us at JugheadsPod, or you can email us at JugheadsPod@gmail.com.
It's bad, and we know it.
But someone keeps tweeting me about the fact that the man who plays Archie is not 28, which I know he's not. He's younger.
He's still not a teenager.
No, and they... He doesn't look like he's 15 years old.
No. None of them look like they're 15. Look at that boy. That boy's a man. And look at this woman who made him a man.
Her name's not Griselda Grundy, is it? We say that forever, but isn't it Geraldine?
No, it is Griselda, isn't it?
All right. We've been saying Griselda for 10 episodes.
It's gotta be Griselda.
I think it might be Geraldine.
I can't think it's Geraldine Grundy.
Well,
I might come up in this episode.
I think
that's not even her real name, though. Her real name's like Jennifer Gibson or something like that.
I don't think it's Jennifer Gibson.
It's something similar.
I'm gonna type Grundy into my phone, and if it's Solomon Grundy comes back, I'm gonna be very upset.
Yeah. Born on a Monday.
Yeah, do you think she says that when they're doing it?
She's
a music teacher, and that's like poetic.
Born on a Monday?
Yeah.
Grundy Monday?
Married on a Tuesday.
Grundy doesn't arrive Monday, though.
Yeah, but his name is Solomon Grundy.
Yeah.
And Well, if you're from, like, the Midwest, you might say Monday.
Solomon Grundy, born on a
Monday. No, he says Solomon Grundy, born on a Monday, married on a Tuesday. My dad says, like, Monday, Tuesday.
Dad on a Wednesday.
Dad on a Wednesday. No, he fell...
Rose on a Wednesday.
What is it? He's married on a Tuesday... divorce on a Wednesday, fell ill on a Thursday,
died on Saturday.
Well, what are you doing? Friday, I'm in love.
Friday, he rose, and then...
Your days are out of order.
Sunday, he came again. It's Reggie!
And here's another thing to timestamp this, is I just watched 13 Reasons Why.
I got two episodes left.
And he's Zach in that.
He's very good.
He's a very good actor.
They're not using him enough in this show.
No, it's true. But, and I know a little more about Archie Comics now.
He's a good main guy.
He's a main character.
Maybe they just didn't have him enough?
Maybe, because he's doing 13 Reasons Why?
Season 2, yeah. But he's in season 2 of 13 Reasons Why.
Oh, this is the inception of them doing something.
Doing it together?
Yeah.
They're not even doing their thing yet.
Oh, no.
They're just tentatively...
Their thing.
Yeah, their thing. Their thing where they kiss each other.
Yeah.
The blue and gold.
What's that, their school colors?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm still looking up Grundy. It took...
High Riverdale High River Lions. That's their name, right?
Okay, I got a lot of hits for Mark Hamill when I searched Grundy. Do you think he did the voice for Solomon Grundy?
I think he did. You gotta look up Griselda.
Well, if that's not her name, what if I type in Grundy Archie?
Yeah, that'll work. It's weird watching this, because typically...
Her name's Geraldine Grundy!
Oh, well...
We've been wrong!
Yeah, that's...
Where did you get Griselda? Because that's not even a name.
Griselda's a name.
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's probably her real name.
No.
Griselda Gibson.
The other thing that happens when you type in
Gibson.
If you look up Grundy Archie,
yeah,
because of what they do in this show,
yeah,
people have drawn some upsetting pictures of
the older one,
yeah,
with the younger one,
yeah,
yeah. I don't want to see that.
Well, count your lucky stars. Just don't go home.
Good.
No one at home right now, please.
Luke Perry.
Please
talk about this episode.
Don't look up Grundy Archie on Google, and keep safe search.
Luke Perry's upset about the song still.
Yeah.
God.
There's so much has happened.
I was going to say, it's weird, because usually, typically, I've watched the episode that we're about to talk about like 4 times in the week leading up to this.
Yeah.
And now I don't remember anything. It all just seems...
Here's the only thing that I'll say is because I've edited the 2 episodes prior to this one...
This is the shot where I was like, God damn, look at that guy.
And you're behind the Twitter page, one perfect shot.
Yeah,
and it's all pictures
guy.
Of Archie.
Look at that man.
No, the only touchstone I have for the first 2 episodes is listening to our own podcast.
Yeah. And us being bad.
Well,
I remember talking about this. This isn't a thing that teenagers do, is take selfies in cars now, is it? Is it a thing?
I think I remember saying that how you're so wildly out of touch, and I think I am too.
I don't know if it's a thing.
I think they do. Look up teen selfies on your phone.
Yeah.
I bet they do.
That's already a purple link.
I would say that if I was a teen, that's already a purple link.
Yeah.
Come on. Were you saying that for you or me?
For me.
Okay.
Wait, I'm talking about how hot they are all the time.
Yeah, I was going to tell you to cool it there for a second. Yeah. You'd be self-deprecating all you want.
But, I don't know. Are they doing this? I know some of them are taking selfies. Are they doing it together in cars?
I think kids are always taking selfies, but it's on Snapchats. They're not. Well, no,
together
it's
big too. In cars.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever seen riding in cars with boys?
I have not.
I've seen that movie about 5 times.
Who's in that?
Drew Barrymore.
No, I haven't seen it. Don't trust Chuck though. Chuck, that's a 30-year-old. Chuck looks the oldest of all the children.
I think Val is the oldest. Val or, what's her name?
Val.
Josie.
Oh, Josie?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I think one of, yeah.
Yeah, I could see her being 30 as well.
If people providing me information on Twitter is to be believed, one of those two is the oldest.
Has anyone spoiled you yet?
No, but no one is doing it on purpose, but when I started the Jugheads Pod Twitter, I followed a bunch of, like, Archie accounts.
And they're just throwing...
And they're just...
The season finale for season 2 just came out.
Yeah.
Oh, there's some hot references. They cool it on that as it goes on. Well, not too much.
Not too much. I think I just think that we get used to it.
Yeah.
Because we're not... When we're always... Oh, no, and they've all seen the sticky maple.
The sticky maple.
Ew.
And that... he puts maple syrup on a picture of her.
Yeah.
That makes her a slattern woman.
It's basically the Riverdale version of a scarlet letter.
Yeah.
See, it's not even like...
Good?
No. It's just, it's gross.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's still gross.
I don't understand why it makes her look bad.
I guess the insinuation is that Chuck is saying,
I totally blasted her. Yeah.
Blasted off right onto her.
Right onto her face.
And to prove it, okay. I've taken a separate photo of her.
I printed out a picture, and then I put some...
Because I don't know how much like Photoshop knowledge anyone in Riverdale has, let alone... Like, I don't know if Chuck knows how to... He's like a jock man. Does he
yeah.
know how to... So I think he might have printed it there.
Look in maple syrup and post that on there.
Because I've got... Like, I'm okay at Photoshop, but I don't know if I could make that effect happen on there.
Yeah. You got Dilton Doily to do it.
You think Dilton Doily did it? Now, Dilton is a real name.
Yeah.
That is that boy's name.
And I don't know why it is.
Why it is a name?
No, that why... Well, yeah, Dilton's not a real name outside of that boy being... Look at him.
I bet there's someone named Dilton the same way I bet there's someone
Look
named
Dilton. Look at
that. You think there's someone who's... Oh, I bet he's very, very
aroused.
Nervous to be in here.
Yeah. Look at that. Everyone's got abs. Abs for days.
I know.
That's stupid.
That's
Look
what I'm saying.
That.
If you live in Riverdale,
you're
you got
it.
You have
bubble.
To be. Like I would like. There's got to be something where
no,
like.
What about that boy?
An alarm sound.
I don't want to say which one.
Wait, and please come on the podcast. If
but
you're
what about
if
that
you're
boy?
The if you're the one that Jordan thinks is a straight uggo,
that boy.
Please come on the podcast.
Right, that one right there.
Who, Chuck?
No. There's one.
Uh huh.
In the background.
Where?
Is that boy? You can't see there.
I can't. They're all blurry. They've got
yeah,
a nice.
But we saw them before.
There's a depth of field going on here
that
I just can't
not
see.
It.
I'm not going to say. I'm not being mean. I'm not going to say that anyone on here is unattractive.
Yeah, it's that boy.
They're on television, so they're automatically more attractive than either of us.
Yeah. Moose is. I don't get him.
What
if
do you mean?
Developing him?
I'm sure they will. Mm. Moose is like amazing.
Yeah.
I think Moose is like almost as big
six.
A character
he's
as Reggie.
He's the sixth guy.
I mean,
Moose
I guess
is more memorable
after
than
like, because he's got a more memorable name.
Yeah,
but after like
here he is.
After 70 years, I would
this
think
this is the
he
first
would...
appearance of him.
Well, it's the first time you talk to him. I think he's like standing around at one point.
Yeah, look at this all right boy.
You keep when does he say that he's all right? I don't remember.
No, he just talks about how we have to get prepared for like the coming apocalypse, and that's why.
And
he's
got a
guns.
Bunch of pictures of Pepe the Frog.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's shooting guns off in the woods.
And his...
I think it's partly his glasses too. I think.
On the gun, he's got a charm hang on.
He's
it.
Always
it looks
reading,
like a frog.
How to survive? He's like a weird libertarian guy going off
no,
in the
no.
woods, yeah, bringing politics into it.
George's getting political.
And then this boy knows something. Isn't that someone's brother?
Val's brother.
I don't. Is it Val?
Yeah, or is it the other...
Or is it Josie's brother?
I don't think it's Josie. It's a brother.
I don't know. I just know it's a member of the Pussycats' brother.
Yeah. See, what's Cheryl offering here, too? I forgot about this. She'd do anything for him.
One wish. One wish.
Except for her body.
To let...
The way she says it, says... I don't know. Bites her lip at him. Archie's creeped out. What'd he get?
See, he's willing.
Oh, my God.
It's when he gets the guitar.
Josie and him start talking.
Yeah. Oh, no, wait. He gets a guitar later.
That's way down the line.
Yeah, I know.
And he still turned it down.
He's starting to do favors right now for...
He's a smart man.
He's not a smart man.
He's a naive little boy.
You don't believe that.
No, he's a naive...
You think he's naive.
He's a naive little boy, but he...
He's bad.
No, he's a nice little boy.
No.
He's grounded. Look at this nice little boy.
I don't think he's grounded.
Yeah, he's grounded for not telling his dad that he wasn't with Jughead on July the
4th. Oh, I thought you meant that he was, like grounded.
No, he's not grounded.
Yeah.
He's up in the clouds.
He's a dreamer.
Yeah. He wants to go to the big city, be Bob Dylan.
Yeah, but does he know which city he wants to go to?
Chicago.
I feel like it's also been New York. Look at these and comments. LA. Last time we paused this so you could read the comments.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
But I'm not going to do that. Because it would have fucked up the sync too good.
They're like, Veronica Lodge, how about Veronica Lowe? And good stuff like that. They're ridiculous.
Yeah.
Pause it yourself, look at them.
Pause it yourself.
They're all bad.
Imagine what our commentary would be. It would be scintillating.
Yeah. This? How could they say this? It doesn't make any sense.
What are they talking... Oh, clearly all the writing this week went into that.
Abraham Lincoln on the wall. Here's all these ladies we'll never see again.
Oh, come on. We
Except
see some.
Except for Ethel, who I still don't trust.
So you mean Barb?
Yeah. Barb from Stranger Things.
It's Barb from Stranger Things. She's here in Riverdale. She... Oh, okay. And I have a Farchie.
What's your Farchie for season 2?
Yeah.
Actually, I think the two cheerleaders kind of hang around in the background.
Aren't they,
They're like Cheryl's hanger-ons that she's not really a fan of.
Yeah, they're Cheryl's, cohorts.
Yeah. She hired them to hang around her, I guess.
Probably.
One of his goons.
Do you think for when he says, someone says sloppy seconds to her in fitting with the other theme of this episode, they just put, like, half a sandwich in their locker?
Yeah.
Like a messy open-faced sandwich?
Which is a loose bowl of pasta.
Or they just print out a physical picture of her, spill some pasta on it, and then put that on...
Yeah, it's just some sauce.
What's the... They're probably not using regular Instagram, because Riverdale takes place in a fake universe. So, like...
Rivergram?
Yeah.
River,
Message in a bottle?
Yeah. River,
What goes in a river?
Riverboat men? Riverboat men? Fate. River face. Dale face. And Cheryl starts finding out some bad stuff about her brother.
Yeah, well... Maybe her brother wasn't so friggin' innocent.
He wasn't.
Maybe...
But we don't...
Maybe no one in Riverdale is so innocent.
This is... To clarify this, we have not seen episode 13.
No,
you
we don't know... We don't know the end.
You've been bugging me to watch it.
Yeah, but then I ruined the show, so I didn't feel so bad about not watching it anymore.
And I still have not watched it.
Yeah. Are we gonna have a guest on for episode 13?
I don't know. I still say
there's
no.
One guest who wants to return.
Yeah.
But they were just in the episode. Surprise, we do eventually get guests, and Jordan says that he got him.
I got the guest on.
He didn't.
Yeah.
See, I don't think this is the brother, right?
No,
this is just
a
the guy
boy.
That.
This is a different boy.
Jughead,
like, threatens.
Yeah.
Intimidates.
Look at him sitting like Batman.
Yeah.
And he's sitting like Christopher Walken from that movie.
As we see in the future, he just kind of lingers around this place and stares at
people. Yeah, they do, but they... Yeah, and he eats hamburgers. It's the only time we see Jughead, who's known for eating hamburgers, eat a hamburger. Do you think they make...
Look at this. That's where he's being all right.
Yeah, when he's shooting a gun.
Yeah.
Do you think they make Cole Sprouse spit the ice cream out in between takes?
They make him? I think they give him the option.
Yeah. Well, everyone always has... Jordan, everyone always has the option to spit food out.
Yeah. Well, they...
You never have to eat food.
Use your little spit cup. Aren't you being a bad boy?
So he doesn't take in the extra calories. Because everyone on this show is worried about calories.
I feel like Cole Sprouse might be one of those guys who...
It doesn't matter. He has a good metabolism. If I fulfill my dream and I go out for lunch with Cole Sprouse, he's just gonna be eating whatever, and I have to count my calories.
Gotta eat a salad.
I still don't do the eating good thing. Like I don't when it's time for lunch and I'm in a rush. I'm never like, ooh, where can I go that has a salad? You're supposed to have a salad for lunch.
Have a salad. Have a.
You're not supposed to have a sandwich.
Maybe a nice little wrap.
Wraps is just a sandwich.
Ah.
Jordan, wraps is just a sandwich.
It's just carbs. Yeah.
It's as much carbs in the wrap as it is in the sandwich.
I'm not counting carbs.
It's just long flat
it's
carbs.
It's got vegetables in there.
Carbs is the killer.
Nah, carbs are fine.
Oh, carbs is the worst one. That's why I'm never gonna change my body type because I drink too many carbs.
Processed fats.
No, carbs is worse for you than fats is.
And Riverdale's happening.
Okay, is that like we're talking about Riverdale any less than we normally do?
I think we are.
I don't think that's true.
This is Valerie's brother.
It's not the same
guy.
It's
a different boy. But Valerie's brother is in this episode.
Yeah, but I told you it was Valerie's brother.
Yeah.
It's just not the same guy.
It is a different boy. Does he come back into this? He comes back into this.
I think you see him, but I don't think he's like... I don't think he's...
How do they just everyone just get into school at night?
When I was in high school, I was able to get into the school at night.
Yeah, but like 8 p.m.?
Wander
around?
I was really bad at getting assignments in on time, and I would like always claim that the teacher had lost it, and I would just go into the school at night and like jam it under the friggin' the door to the teacher's lounge.
They just leave that unlocked?
What?
The door to the high school.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's cleaning staff in there.
That's weird.
Only my school.
Yeah.
I don't know about any other high school.
That might be all the
Here, things. It looks like they need to be sneaky to be there. And I will say, when I went and the cleaning staff was there, they all seemed shocked that I was there. None of them were really willing to do anything about me being there. But they seemed like they knew that I shouldn't be there.
They didn't tell anyone? Oh, there's Polly.
No.
13, wait, what was that below Polly Cooper?
13, isn't it rating?
No, but it said like 13% of females do something.
I can't go back.
No,
we're synced up so perfect.
I want to know what that said. Well, there wasn't the rest of it, so I don't know what respond to Moose.
Oh.
13% of females respond to Moose. I don't know what
that
means.
Hold on. How do you get that number?
I don't know what that means. He texted 100 women and
13 of them
responded to it.
Yeah.
Or
do they just mean like responded like with visual cues or I don't know.
They record relationships into this book, too? It's weird.
Well, high school boys are lame.
Yeah. So you're watching 13 Reasons Why.
Mm-hmm. Another fine Netflix property.
Juxtaposed with this. This feels like the light version of that.
Oh,
like,
yeah. This episode specifically...
lighter version
This episode
of that.
Specifically...
Yeah.
Is... There's another episode that happens later on, too... Then I'm like, is that a reference to 13 Reasons Why?
Yeah.
Because it is just like high school drama.
But it's just so much...
13 Reasons Why is like a truly depressing version of this. This is... I mean, I guess they're both murder... Well, not murder. One's suicide mystery. This is a murder mystery, we assume, at this point. But...
It is a murder mystery.
Yeah. Well, he could shoot himself in the head.
No, we know...
We don't know.
We know even at this point that he not shoot himself in the head.
You don't know that.
Directly into his forehead.
It was a pistol.
He held it like that.
No, people have done that. Don't sit there and...
Like that.
Don't do that hand gesture like it's cool, like
do
you know
that.
What you're doing. Pew. Pew. Anyway.
This is when Archie starts, he gets a good line. Helps him out.
Do you think the second season of this show is Jason left behind a bunch of
notes,
cassette tapes?
Yeah,
I don't know how many
about his murder.
Could be
22
reasons that I did it.
Yeah. 22 reasons that so-and-so did it.
Might have been me.
Yeah. No, it wasn't him.
Well, maybe there's another layer of mystery.
You know it. We saw a video.
You could doctor a video.
He didn't doctor a video?
No, I said you could doctor a video.
He didn't do that. Jason doesn't know how to do that.
Well, Jason couldn't do it. He's freaking dead.
You think Dylan Doily did it?
Yeah. Dylan Doily did it. If you out there think Dylan Doily did it, then tweet at JugheadsPod, hashtag Dylan Doily did it. And if also, you don't think so, then you could do hashtag Dylan Doily didn't do it.
If you get to episode 12, hashtag Gincest.
No, it doesn't work. First of all, I don't think it's funny.
I like it.
Second of all, it super doesn't work if you call to it now.
In episode 12, hashtag Gincest, she's getting cover girl.
No one's going to remember.
No. They'll remember then, though.
She never stops being controlling.
Alice Cooper?
No,
oh, that's just her personality.
You just understand her more, I guess. But I was about to say, like, oh, she's way creepier this early. Like, no, I'm just used to her.
She's just like that.
I'm just used to it.
She's
just like this. Alice Cooper is controlling because of the way that she is.
She made Betty into an anxious mess.
Yeah. Well. And it's our parents that screw us all up.
Yeah. Is Betty being sexy? In a very... She does look like a Marianne.
I don't understand that reference.
Gilligan's Island.
Jordan, I'm 26.
You never watched Gilligan's Island?
Not a single time.
Aww.
You want to talk to me about the skipper? I might be with you.
Gilligan?
But, yeah.
The doctor?
Sure. But if you said to me, well, she's being a real The Doctor, I would never... Like, Doctor Who?
Yeah, it's Doctor Who.
What?
I don't remember
she's
the
being a
name.
Real Marianne.
Ginger and Marianne.
I don't know what that even... You even said it, and I know what you're referencing, but I don't know what you mean.
She's being... The way she's prettied up is very reminiscent.
Oh, come on! You're
Marianne.
How is that the first thing that you go
mainly
to?
Mainly because she ties her shirt like that, and that's
okay.
What Marianne does.
All right.
She's being a Marianne.
I don't know why you think I would understand that reference.
Who doesn't know Gilligan's Island?
Come on. I bet you that no one that is listening to this podcast knew
has ever watched an
that.
Episode of
no,
Gilligan's
they might have,
Island.
But I don't know that they would know that that's what you meant.
A Marianne? No, that's a current cultural reference.
It's not even that it...
I'm in the zeitgeist.
I don't care that it's current or not. I just don't think that if you said that to most people, they would know what you meant.
What if I went back in time and said it in the 70s? There was a girl.
God. It was a pretty popular show.
I think it would work.
Okay.
She's pulling off a Marianne vibe.
God, Archie's being a real James Bond right here. Yeah, see, that makes sense.
Bumping into a dog. Like James Bond does. Yeah, he got the reference. Welcome home, Ferris. Skipping, which I don't know if that really works. Skipping out, skipping school.
Skipping out on being home.
Yeah.
That's not really what Ferris Bueller was about.
No,
he was about tricking his parents, though.
He tricked everyone. Ferris Bueller's a
He even
boy.
Tricked Cameron.
Yeah. He's not a great guy.
No, Ferris Bueller sucks.
Cameron's cool.
Cameron is the best part of the movie.
He likes Red Wings.
Yeah.
I want his Gordie
Crash
Howe
a car.
Jersey. His 1950s style Red Wings jersey.
Yeah.
Where the emblem is smaller and higher up on the chest.
I didn't understand before what it was, but isn't it like a tire?
Yeah.
And because it's the Motor
wheel.
City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the winged wheel.
The winged wheel?
Yeah.
That sounds like a game show that Pat Sajak could host.
The winged wheel?
Yeah.
You can wind the wheel.
Because it's like, yeah.
You wing the wheel.
Yeah, but no one can see what you're doing.
Wing the wheel!
You're just holding your fist up in the air. Oh, yeah. Whose house is this?
Ethel's.
Oh,
Bethel's.
Right. Bethel.
Yeah, Bethel.
Oh, okay. This is all flooding back to me what happened.
This plan, this steamy plan.
Yes.
Ethel's rich.
I feel like most people, everyone except for Jughead in Riverdale is pretty
rich.
His family is cash poor, but
yeah,
he owns his own
rich,
business
yeah.
And like a fairly large property. That's midway. It's a logging town, so I'm sure the property taxes aren't that high.
No,
But it's a big house.
You think they pay property taxes?
Well, I don't know when the first time they bring this up is, but famously, I believe that Riverdale happens under an under the dome type scenario.
Yeah. I think we discussed it already by this point.
I don't think we did. In this episode.
This comes back in a big way. In a weird way.
Well, it's integral to the rest of the plot of the show. Because now, at this point, it's not clear if Betty and Polly are the same person.
No, it's very clear.
Well.
Actually, it's not as
clear.
At this point, your theory was still ridiculous, but could have been plausible. And then
I would argue that it's still...
Very quickly, that it's...
Very plausible.
It is crackpot.
Is he wearing a toupee there?
Yes. Always.
But always.
Except in the pilot. Which we didn't notice.
Do you think that they just didn't?
It was
at that point.
No, because I think if you watch the pilot, I think that's the same guy. I think it's the same actor.
It is the same actor.
They just dyed his hair orange, and then they're like, that doesn't really work.
So you think they didn't know about toupees at that point? You didn't know they didn't know that.
No, I think they were just they probably cast him, and then they dyed his hair for the pilot, and they're like, that doesn't. It doesn't fit right. And then they just put a wig on him and they're like, oh, we can work that in.
I think they used to dye Archie's eyebrows too and they stopped doing that.
Yeah. Let him go dark.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What? I turned away and I couldn't see.
This is where she slaps.
Yes, that's right.
Because Alice Cooper writes articles about...
Yeah, exposés.
Yeah. Alice Cooper don't give no shit.
Well, she's all about her journalistic integrity.
No. I don't think she has any integrity.
She's about chasing the story.
Yeah. I think she's about stirring shit up.
Do you like this song?
I don't even remember. Oh, okay, now I remember. Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah. That's exactly what it sounds like.
I remember it being catchy. I think I've liked all the music in this. The only, some of Archie's songs, I think I've discussed it before, are just kind of... They're accurate to what his ability, I think, would be.
Yeah.
As a musician.
Yeah, he's starting out.
Yeah.
So they're not fantastic, they're just moody.
It's just kind of nice, emotional stuff.
Jughead, of course, up here being friends with Archie again. And I like to see this.
It's only two episodes of that.
But it felt like so long.
Yeah, it was very long then.
When Jughead was not being friends with Archie, it was the longest part of the show.
The first two episodes.
Yes, and...
Like one and a half episodes.
Yes, and...
Yeah.
And I think... And I have to hope... That Jughead would be my friend.
Mm.
Because... I couldn't handle it if...
Your friend right now?
Yes.
Like you as a
26-year-old man.
26-year-old man.
Yeah.
With a 15-year-old boy.
And call me by your name.
Yeah. That's a bigger gap than there is in that movie. That's significantly different.
I don't know. I saw that movie.
Yeah. It's good. But that's very different. That's not the same.
Well, Jughead, if he was a 15-year-old... If Jughead, as he is, as I see him here...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So a 15-year-old that is clearly 20-ish. In his mid-20s.
Yeah. Well, okay. A 20-year-old Jughead who's...
In high school?
Who's pretending to be 15.
Yeah.
Is that wrong?
He has...
Be his friend!
Yes. Well, you can be his friend. It's still weird. He has the mental capacity. Look at Pop, always everywhere.
There's food here.
Yeah,
Pop's gotta be around. He's catering the event.
Because it's in his mind.
It's not in his mind, but he's got to be here to power the computer that simulates the entirety of Riverdale. I want, at the end of this season, for Pop to deadpan look at the camera like he's the G-Man from Half-Life and explain to you how he has been. Like,
I've got a Starchy too. I just got a Farchie.
Great. Well, we'll get to the end of this episode and then we'll share our farties. Now, I do forget what mine was.
Yours was about Alice Cooper.
Was it?
Mine's about Alice Cooper.
I don't remember what mine was.
This is... We talked to, I remember, about how much they were going to sexualize these two.
Mm-hmm.
Because they kind of, they did a bit in the pilot, and they do it a lot here.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't really, from this point on. Not too much.
Well, no. No.
No.
No.
I thought they were, like, I just, for what this show, what I thought this show would be, I thought they would
Everyone in the show is very attractive.
Yeah.
And that...
Well, of course, look at them. Even you, Dylan Doyle. Alt-right boy. I think you would look good in a nice Hugo Boss suit with a swastika on it.
Oh, no, come on. That's... And... Jordan's opinions don't necessarily reflect the opinions of the podcast.
I think he would look good on in it. He shouldn't wear it. It's a bad choice.
You shouldn't do this to someone, right? Like, this
chain
is...
Chain them up in a hot tub? No. Like, the word...
But I mean, it's bad for them.
Like, their skin... Like,
it'll hurt your muscles, right?
Yeah, she's turning away out, like, the skin. I don't know about hurting the muscles.
Doesn't it make you so you can't move? Because it relaxes the muscles too much. And the vapors, I think, makes it
yeah,
so... Yeah, it's why you're not supposed to drink in a hot tub.
Well, they... Yeah, he's probably dehydrated.
It's not dehydrated. It's not like that, but it's like... It'll make you all lightheaded because your blood gets thinner
then
or whatever.
Then you pour sugar, maple syrup on him.
Mm. You're spoiling it again.
Well, she's doing it right now. This is a bit... She's being weird.
And Ethel being weird. Fucking loves it, though.
Yeah.
Ethel sticks her little messy face in here and she fucking loves it.
I still don't trust her.
What's not to trust about her?
I don't trust Ethel.
Good job, little piggy.
Look at her. She gets a little glimpse and then she goes away.
Now,
why is this too far for Veronica?
That's what I was just going to ask. Because chaining him up to a hot tub and jamming his face into the water... I would consider legitimate torture.
Yeah.
This is like,
this is a prank.
Yeah, this is like, oh, you did Sticky Maple to me, how about I actually Sticky Maple you?
Yeah.
You gross guy.
Also, you shouldn't pour maple syrup into a hot tub. That's bad for the jacuzzi.
The filter is gonna get all shitty.
Yeah. Do you think it would crystallize? It would, wouldn't it? In the heat? Or would it?
No, because there's so much water. But if it's still, it's not meant to go there.
No.
As a general rule, if things aren't meant to go there,
someone
don't do
out
it.
There with a hot tub, please pour some maple syrup in there
so
we know
what
happens.
If you want to do an experiment, please email us a video of you pouring maple syrup into your parents' hot
and
tub.
And if you could find a sleeping person and pour maple syrup all over them, that'd be good too.
Have you seen the video of the guy getting mustard poured
over? Yeah, showed it to me like three times.
That's good. I truly love that video so much.
Cool.
If you haven't seen the video, I'm not exactly sure how you would find it. I'll try and post it on Twitter.
Just look up man getting mustard poured on him.
No, because you're just going to find jackass videos.
Yeah.
This is a little boy sneaks into his brother's room, I think, who's in a very deep sleep, and has an entire bottle of good value mustard that looks like it was filled to the brim, and he pours it on his brother, and his brother just doesn't wake up. And he keeps choking on the mustard.
He goes blind, covered
in mustard.
Ah, it's so good.
It's funnier than we are, that's for sure.
Luke Perry's a good dad.
Yeah, he is.
Blue and Gold looks, that's well edited. I've never seen that before, actually. Well, I have seen it, I just didn't pick up on it.
What do you mean it's well edited?
Like, it's well structured, the layout
of
the
looks
page.
Like, I think, like, most school newspapers have some sort of a, like... Not journalist, but someone who went to school for journalism, maybe overseeing that, or like an AV person. Anyway.
Do they usually have color? They have color.
This school's rich,
gold.
Right?
Yeah, this school is rich. That's true.
Do you think there's a shadier?
Two gyms.
Do you think? Yeah. Do you think there's a shadier school in Riverdale, or is there just the one?
The Southside School.
Yeah.
No, Jughead would go there if there was, unless he's like on a grant. No, not on a grant.
On a high school grant.
Yeah. But
that's true. That's true. Jughead would have to go there.
That girl would go there.
So, she's calling herself Polly.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, she did do that once.
And we've never seen Polly and Betty in the same place
at the
same time.
Well, no, that's not true. And you
Jordan, it's episode three. We've never seen Polly and Betty. We've never seen
Polly.
Yeah, so
your theory was
I think they're
fair
the same. I think that everyone is placating Betty.
It's ridiculous. I don't even know if this is... I think you don't introduce that theory until episode five.
Well, it'll be interesting when I listen to episode five and see if I maybe should have just waited to see if that's the case. But yeah. I can't sit around on my hands.
And not
and
give
because
theories.
I
still think it was Weatherby. Look at this man.
I don't think you said that yet, that right. That's who you think.
Well, I think I said that around this time.
Well, you just said it.
I said it now. I think Principal Weatherby is the one that killed Jason.
No.
And I know now.
Who's that guy on the right?
Yeah, he
Who's that guy
cool.
on the left?
They look cool.
Those look like actual high school people, because that looks like the facial hair of someone who is in high school.
Yeah. Maybe they go to this high school.
Do you think this was shot at a real high school?
What, like this storyline is a shot? Oh, you mean, do you... No, it is shot.
At a high school?
Yeah.
In Vancouver?
I said that in a fact in episode 11.
Well,
or 12. No, 11.
Luckily no one's going to remember.
You'll hear it in 7 episodes. No, 8 episodes. And they come to get us. What's she burn? Oh, the book.
The burn book.
How'd they get it?
Because Val's brother showed them where it was.
Yeah, but they left it there.
Yeah, but she went and got it again. But she left it in the place that
they
knew where it was.
Need that?
For what?
Evidence.
Well, the school wouldn't need it for evidence. The police would need it for evidence. But
yeah.
The police are inept anyway.
Ethel, 7.5.
Plus, she's not hysterical, but what? She's mourning.
Betty is or Cheryl is?
Betty. She's medic.
Mourning
how...
Polly was broken.
Polly was... She's trying to... No, that goes against my theory.
Here's Grundy. This is where I remember talking about how Grundy likes to breathe. She looks...
We've already talked about how breathy she is.
Yeah,
she's very breathy.
She just heaves.
Yeah.
And they're clearly the same age.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think these two actors are genuinely like...
Well, 6 years apart, maybe?
Huh?
6 years apart?
No. I think like maybe 1 or 2 years apart, honestly.
I think she's 22?
I think she's like 23, yeah. 22,
yeah.
23.
Okay.
I also have a very difficult time pegging ages. Like
I think I would guess like 28.
If I had to... Well, we say that for everybody.
Yeah, but...
If I had to...
She actually is 28.
Work.
Most of them... No, most of them... Like, the actual main four casts are about 21.
What's 22. A job where you have to guess how old someone is?
Carny.
Yeah. So if I had to work as a carny, I would be very bad at my job.
Yeah.
Because I'm bad
you at... You can't open that booth.
I'm bad at guessing people's ages. And I would never want to guess it... Can you imagine having the job of having to guess someone's weight? I guess if you don't care.
Yeah. Well, if... Like, you're not just shouting out... I think you're 200 pounds at passers-by.
No, you'd be surprised.
They gotta be up for it.
Yeah. Jordan, stop slurping on yourself.
This is where Jughead picks up on the trail.
Oh, no.
This is where it starts. Like, Betty's not even really
yeah, this
in
is where
it.
This is where it kicks off, for sure.
Jughead's writing his little tales, but he's not being investigatory
so
far.
We have to wait for a second.
Yeah.
Because I need a clear point where I'm going to cut the episode up. We're going to keep going.
And do episode 4?
And do episode 4.
And then do our Farchies all together?
No, we're going to do Farchies now. That's why I need a point where I'm going to
okay.
cut. So we're going to do, and it's been 3 episodes.
Yeah.
3 whole episodes, Jordan, so I know you're not used to having to do this yet.
What?
But we have segments at the end of the episode that we have to do.
I think we've done them. Have we done them?
We've done
Betty or Veronica.
We did that.
Yeah.
And at one point it was called Betty and Veronica.
Betty... / Veronica.
Betty or Veronica.
All right, let's do that.
Do you want to explain how it works? Because 12 episodes in, I don't know what
it's
your
vision...
It's
very simple. It's if we got a guest here...
We don't! We don't!
We will eventually, and
yeah,
it does work out, and I am very pleased. Betty, are you a Betty or Veronica?
And who do you like?
And then Betty or Veronica.
Okay, so it's just your inflection change.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you Betty or Veronica? And Betty or Veronica.
So am I going first? Or do
well,
you have to sing the song
first?
Well,
we just do the second part. Yeah. Betty or Veronica. There we go.
That's how you know the segment started.
Yeah.
So am I a Betty or Veronica?
No. We answered that question in the pilot.
Yeah, but
done.
It changes.
No, I think we're the same.
See, that's what I don't, because I'm pretty sure for like six more episodes, I've been saying whether I am a Betty or Veronica.
No, you say which one you like more.
I don't know if that's true. I feel like in my art arts, I've been saying who I am.
Ah, that's not what you're saying.
Well, in this episode, I'm Polly. And we both know that's also Betty.
And I'm Veronica. As always.
Because mm-hmm. she's nice and a good person, and she goes and gets the truth.
Okay.
And,
but she's not getting the truth by any means necessary the same way that Betty and Polly is.
She cuts back a little bit. Betty's going too far.
But would they have gotten the information without Betty Polly to do it? I don't think so. Veronica was totally fine with torturing the boy
and
chaining him up. Well, you get out the maple syrup, that's a little
bit. They already had that information. That was just Betty
getting
her rocks off.
I don't know.
It was too far on Betty's behalf.
It was Polly that was doing that.
No, Polly's not there.
It was, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, they said.
That doesn't happen.
Who do you think sounds meaner, Dr. Jekyll or Mr. Hyde?
Dr. Jekyll sounds meaner, but he's the nice
one. He's the nice one. That's,
Well, Mr. Hyde sounds mean, too.
Mr. Hyde sounds, maybe it's just because doctors...
Jekyll is scary.
Yeah,
scary
he sounds like a scary dentist.
Yeah.
Are dentist doctors.
Yeah.
They have a doctorate, right? They have to.
Yeah, they have a doctorate.
Yeah. So they're doctors.
Yeah.
More doctors than I am.
I don't think Jekyll's a doctor of dentistry, though.
No, he's a chemist. Isn't he? He's mixing potions.
He's doing something.
Have either was read Dr. Jekyll or Mr. Hyde.
Is it an actual novel? Or is it just a short story?
I think it's a novel. I don't think they wrote anything short back then.
They had novellas. All the Sherlock Holmes. Only four of them are
I never read a Sherlock Holmes either.
I read all of them.
Okay.
I read them
all. Well, it's not time to brag.
Yeah. Well, it's not bragging. They're short stories.
I think it's a regular book.
They're penny farthings. That's probably what it was, a penny
farthing. You think it was a penny farthing? Is that because it cost a penny?
Or is it, what is it called, a penny farthing?
Isn't that a coat?
I don't know.
A penny farthing is a bicycle!
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a penny something. Penny tail? It's something like that. They made a TV show...
Are you talking about a Nickelodeon?
No. It's a TV... They made a TV show with Josh Hartnett in it.
Okay.
And it's based on those. Like, the TV show is based on those late 1800s Penny Dreadful, that's it.
Oh, okay.
Penny Dreadful, what they're called. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde's probably a Penny Dreadful.
Okay, well, that was a long walk for a short term.
And I'm still a Veronica.
And I'm a Betty and a Polly.
She rocks a bathing suit. It's all good.
What are you doing? What is this voice you're doing? Make my skin crawl.
It's all good.
You're being gross this episode.
It's nice.
This character that you're doing, I don't like it.
She rocks a bathing suit. It's all good.
It's all good. It's all good, babe. She rocks a bathing suit. It's all good, bro. I like it. Okay.
And Archie's a beautiful little boy.
Jughead's better than
Jughead
he is.
Is a nice Jughead, boy, not as good.
Please come on the podcast.
All of you.
Well, I'd be happy with just Jughead.
No, Luke Perry.
I'd be perfectly happy with just Jughead.
Luke Perry.
I'd be happy with any of them, but I'd be perfectly happy with just Jughead.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's time for the second segment that we do regularly. It's called Farchies. This is where we look far into the future
of Archie.
And we figure out what predictions we have. Jordan, I've forgotten my Farchie.
Well,
so
we know what happens
first?
Up until episode 12.
Mm-hmm.
I have a prediction just based off of... It hasn't come out. I think Alice Cooper... Well, you think that Veronica's mother, Hermione, is probably an alcoholic. Right?
Definitely think that's going to be a plot line in the future, yes.
I think that might be true for Alice Cooper as well, just based on her behavior in this
And
episode.
You think they have to go to AA together? And
yeah,
then
that might be a nice
do we
little
have
story.
To change our thing to Hermione or...
Betty?
Alice.
Or Alice? Hermione or Alice? That's...
Yeah.
No, I don't like that at all.
Alice or Hermione?
No, that's god awful.
It's the same as what you
no,
did.
No, it's worse. Alice or Hermione? No, I don't like it.
Alice or Hermione.
Betty or Veronica.
Alice or Hermione.
No, Betty or Veronica is much more punk.
I'm doing a folk tune.
Alice or Hermione.
Okay.
Betty or Veronica.
Okay, no one thinks this is funny.
I like it.
Yeah, it's good. Oh, Farchian, what's mine? And I think...
Well, we still have 13 to go.
Yeah.
There's got to be something from early on in the season that comes back in 13.
I think that...
Maybe not.
In episode 13, it is going to have been doctored.
Weatherby?
The video that we see...
Is made by is Weatherby.
Doctored. And it's...
No.
We see Polly.
No. Is Benny? Morph into Benny?
We see Polly is doing a shooting, and she, like, Mission Impossible 2 style, rips off her mask from
face.
from the skin.
And she's Betty underneath.
And she's Betty.
No. Yeah, that's absurd. That's not...
We haven't seen them together!
Not the case.
That's probably what happens.
No, that's not true.
Well, Jordan, what did you think about the fifth time that you've seen episode 3? Chapter 3, don't remember what it was called. Undead Cruel Knight.
No. No.
Under the Beast. Time. Hold on, I'll find it.
It was Maple Sticky or something.
No, it's
like
not
that.
Maple Sticky. Come on. Body Double. Because Betty and Polly is
body
doubles.
Double for Polly, yeah, but that happens once and never again.
Yeah.
I like it still.
Yeah, save the cat.
Yeah, it still works.
Mm-hmm.
I don't watch it as much as I did in the past.
I think that we've seen so... And hold on.
This show is much better fresh.
Because we've seen so many good episodes at this point.
Yeah.
I think retroactively this is a worse episode.
Yeah. But it builds a lot better.
Yes.
And
it's just... I know so much now. I can't go back to knowing less.
No. Because I think the main... A big part of the show is the mystery.
So I'm sorry that I lost the episode. And we have to do it again.
Yeah.
Because this is worse than the first time we did it.
Probably, yes.
And the first time we did it was not...
Because we're more, thrilled.
I'm still pretty thrilled.
With this episode?
It's still good.
Yeah, it's still good.
This is one of the most important episodes in the season.
I don't have that rush.
Yeah, well,
that rush of, new episode.
Get you some nose torque, you'll be...
Yeah.
And that's not drug, that's a real product they make. It's called nose torque.
I've got, that little tube of
that's what it is.
Vaseline or Vicks
smelling
vapor
salts.
Up. Yeah,
or
Vicks vapor up in a little tube.
It's like that, but like 1,000 times stronger.
Well, I've got that little tube. You've seen me shake it up before. When
yeah,
I'm
I have. It. What are you doing?
And
stop
I still
being,
have it.
Stop being weird.
Yeah, I like it. It's so good.
Jordan's rubbing crap all over his chest.
It's like
so
that.
So yeah, that's this episode.
Episode 3.
It's still good.
What's this one called?
Jughead
Double
or Body Jughead.
I don't know.
Probably Jughead Double.
Yeah.
The one with the Jughead.
Well, no.
What if I started doing Friends?
No. That's absurd. It makes no sense.
When are we going to do a Friends podcast?
That's done.
By who?
Like four different people.
Four different people are doing a Jugheads podcast.
Tom Sharpling, most famously.
Okay.
And
who's that guy?
He hosts, he's on Hollywood Handbook.
No one knows who Tom Sharpling
is. Show. He was one of the head writers of Monk.
Look, Tom Sharpling doesn't have what it takes.
I know there's at least
to call me out.
Two more
for watching Riverdale podcast.
No, he does.
Is he to call me out?
Yeah.
On what?
Doing something.
Try it.
Something stupid.
Try it, Sharpling. I dare you.
He's not gonna listen to this.
Yeah, but someone is, and then they'll tell him.
No one.
I'm sorry, Mr. Sharpling. I don't mean it.
Any overlap in any way whatsoever.
This is gonna result. I'm gonna have.
No one that wants to listen to this is going to also listen to the best show.
I'm going to have to read a public apology to Mr. Sharpling.
Yeah.
Saying that I'm sorry. Jordan, is there anything else you want to say about this episode before we leave?
The maple syrup's weird.
It's gross that they do that.
Yeah. It's just, they're related. The whole town's relationship with it is strange.
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost sexual. Like, it is sexual.
Yeah, it's like a weird, like, libaceous thing.
Yeah. Maple syrup's not that good.
No. It can be very good.
All right, it's very good. Oh, that's another episode of Jugheads. Thanks for listening, everybody. Don't forget to follow us at JugheadsPod on Twitter. And email us at JugheadsPod@gmail.com.
I'll make an Instagram soon.
With all your burning questions. Keep saying that.
I will do it.
Keep saying that.
What's the password? You told me.
It's, yeah, I
yeah.
told you. Don't know. Anyway, that's another episode of
it's
Jugheads.
In there.
Bye.
Bye.
We ain't the Archies without the Jughead beat. Whoa, Archie's here. Betty's here. Veronica.
number two. Reggie's here. And here comes Jughead and Hot Dog too.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.